Now, take out your offering. You have money. I've been told that the offerings are so low that it can hardly be used to do anything. So, let's give a good offering tonight, please. Take something good. Most of us were free to come here, isn't it? Yeah. So, all this is money. The units from the electricity meter just finishing with these big lights. Nothing is free. People are flushing toilets, spoiling it, breaking things, doing many, many things. So by the time you leave here, so many things have to be bought to make the place work again. Are you with me? Yeah. So it looks free, but there's nothing like free. Nothing is really free. Free SHS is not really free. Somebody is paying for it somewhere. You get it? So, everything they say is free, free, free. There's no free dinner. Take your offering and let's pray. Give a good offering, please. Father, thank you for the blessing you've given us today. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, one of the keys to praying for a long time is listening to Ida's music. How many notice that when the music is playing, it keeps you, because the music is like preaching. It's talking about everything that is important. So those of you who don't have it, you have to have the reggae collection, and then you have to have the love collection, and then you have to have the cool collection. There are three collections. And then you join all. And then you play continuous. You can pray. So I'll finish praying after this song. Then you see that when the song starts and another one starts, realize that, no, let me finish after this song. And realize that before you realize, well, I will be here. You learn how to pray. When the message finishes, I finish. When this CD finishes, I finish. When this collection finishes, I finish. When this music finishes, I finish. Because you see, there's a mystery to the time you are supposed to pray. Why go around Jericho 7 times? What did it do to Jericho? Why not 6? Why not 5? Why not 3? Why go around at all? So it's mysterious. The numbers are mysterious. So in the Bible, you have a lot of 7s and 12s and 10s and 3s and things like that. So people often have mysterious reasons and explanations for numbers. So you got married on the 7th, so it would be a perfect marriage because the 7th of whatever. Yes. Or you got married on the 8th. 8 stands for a new beginning. After 7 days and the 8th. Different explanations. 5. It's number of human things. I think they say man was created. On which day was man created? On the 6th. That's man. Then 5th is, I think, grace. Ah, okay. How is it grace? No. They have reasons. Is it 10 is a number for complete things. You don't need anything more. So the Ten Commandments is all the commandments. You don't need 11. You don't need 9. So you have a 10. You have all. Yes, so it's like the complete. 9, I don't know. The 9 and 11 are supposed to be like numbers that are not. It's like it's out of order. It's 10. It's not 10. It's not 12. Month of delivery. And 12 is the number for government. 12 apostles, 12 tribes, 12 disciples. So it's always 12. So 13 is odd. And 11 is also out of order. So it's like to be 12, 24, and 12s. And the group should be in 12s. It's mysterious. But anybody who says that there is no creator is a fool. A big fool. Like, why is this campus not in Kumasi? Because there's nobody who built it in Kumasi. That's all. I mean, is it not a... Nobody built it in Kumasi. It was built here. And somebody built it. So in the same way, why is this Jupiter there? And Mars? Well, somebody put it there. It didn't just come there. When you see a great thing, it didn't just come. Somebody must have organized it there. You know, last week I was praying, and then I saw on the internet that there was going to be an eclipse, a lunar eclipse. And they said that the eclipse was a lunar eclipse, so it was... The moon and the earth was coming between the moon and the sun. You don't have to understand it. Just know that there was an eclipse. All right? So that means you see the moon, then suddenly something starts to cross it. And it's covered. And they said it's going to start at 2:37 a.m. So I was praying. You see, I was doing my own prayer. I wasn't asleep and I didn't sleep. So at 2:30, I went to look. And the moon was there. They call it a super moon because it was very close to the earth. The closest. When the moon is the closest to the earth, it's called a super moon. And it's very big and very bright. Almost like daylight. Yes. So at 2:30, the moon was there. Coolly. I went back. Then I went again. 2:37. I didn't really see anything because it has just started. Like the earth is now crossing the sun, which takes time. Oh, 2:45. You see that it's coming like that. The movement of the earth, the movement of the moon, the movement of the sun, everything is calculated. Oh, has been doing it for a long time. So, this is an accident. Eh? Please. It rather takes faith to believe that it's an accident. That's what you need faith for. So, God is very great. And it is that God we are praying to. A great God. We can't see him, but we believe in him. Though we have not seen him, we love him. Though we don't see him now, we believe in him. So, Beautiful. So God is hearing our prayers. If there was no God, every time you put your offering into the offering basket, you are an idiot. Capital I-D-I-O-T. Because you need money. There's nobody who gives who doesn't need money. People don't easily give their money. I was reading about the people who campaign finance politics in America. And they were saying that they can, for one election or something, you can have about two or three people who will give $10 million. Then you have another number of them, maybe 100 or whatever, they will give $1 million each. But only one or two will give something like 10. Yeah. Meanwhile, they have millions. Yesterday, one of the rich men in the world bought the world's most expensive house. Yes. It cost $238 million. And he bought it. Yes. In New York. The world's most expensive house. $238 million US. He bought it. I don't know if it's made of gold, but it's a house. It's not even a house that's on its own. It's part of an apartment block. What I'm trying to say is that people have money but don't easily part with it, and they don't easily give it if it's not for themselves. So there are a lot of such people, but even to the politics, they give small, 10, one or two, mostly one. So I'm just trying to say that the one who you think is very rich, he also needs more. I don't know why. And that man who bought this house, he also bought another house in somewhere and bought five of such houses in Miami. I mean, he has more. I don't know what he's doing with it. But he's got a lot of money. They need to do something with it. Beautiful. So now, we are going to take a break. Say, oh. Now, I told you that it's 10 to 4. We started around 4, we got to 10. So, it's always 4 to 10, 10 to 4, 4 to 10, 10 to 4. It's fours and tens. Yeah. What do you think? Fantastic. How many have learned something praying and being around, isn't it? How to relax for a long time, isn't it? Yeah. Get some water and just be there. That's how to be a man of God. Yes. And you do it on your own without supervision. No one calls you, tells you. That's how to be a man of God. That's a man of God. Yes. That's a man of God. You do it on your own. No one has called you, organized you. All my pastors, bishops, those who are like that, those are the ones who have big ministry. The first person I noticed that was Bishop Kakra. Yeah. He likes to be in the house and he's just there. Yeah. When I used to ask him go to the site, and he doesn't like going. Meanwhile, he's an architect. He likes to stay inside and be praying. Those are the people who have big ministries. Yes. Those who are not like that, their ministries don't work in that way. It's the same. A man of God is somebody who knows how, without supervision, without being told, he himself goes to, likes to stay with God. Yeah. So that's that. Until you get to that point, you always have to go to the office to do this, to do this, to do that. But what is an office? A pastor doesn't need an office. Are you just like a pastor doesn't need a cockpit because he's not a pilot. He doesn't need a cockpit. He also doesn't need an office like a bank manager's office. A real pastor. He's a shepherd. He's on the move. He's either praying. He's waiting on God. He's visiting people. He's sorting out. He's having meetings. He's organizing meetings. He's talking to people. Sometimes people want to see a pastor. So, pastor, I want to come and see you on Monday. Or just to discuss something. A good pastor will say, don't come Monday, because my work is talking and you want to just come and see me to discuss something. It's the same work. The work of a pastor is to talk. Yes. So the small rest that a pastor will have, you want him to continue working. His work is to talk. You don't understand the message I'm preaching? Yes. Am I not talking now? Talking. Huh? I've been talking. That's the work. The work is to talk about everything. So when I finish and you want to discuss a dream that you've had, so want to see me tomorrow, just a quick one, you know, to discuss your dream. How can you rest? Kabashuta. Amen. How many realize that we can go on? Do you know why we can go on? Because we have broken the barriers. Yes. The batteries are charged and we can go on. We can go on. Yeah. When that happens, prayer goes on and on and on and on and on and on. It's not a 3-hour prayer meeting, 2-hour. We have to go here. We have to come. We have to do this. Like, we just flow. Yes. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yes. How many brothers would like to marry a girl who comes for such prayer meetings? Look, girls, look at the brother. Or you want those who do their heads? You see now? So that's why I'm telling you that the hair that you are doing is for yourself and your fellow lady friends who understand hair. Hair language, woman language. How many brothers don't notice much the hair? They don't notice much. Okay. No further questions. It's when it's very bad that we notice. Yeah. Or when your head looks like a coconut or something like that. That is where we notice. But other than that, we don't notice. We just know that you are looking nice. Yes. And their shoes, we don't look at their shoes at all. Meanwhile, that's why they have a lot of shoes. Because the shoes, you can buy 110 CDs. Is it not true? Yeah. 5 CDs. 2 CDs. Yes. And if I was a girl, I would buy a lot of shoes. 2 CDs, 5 CDs, 2 CDs, 5 CDs. Plenty. And I'd just be changing. 2 CDs, 5 CDs, 2 CDs, 5 CDs. Because a girl needs a lot of shoes. Two CD shoes, 5 CDs. CDs, 5 CDs. Huh? Yeah. Three cities. For what? Yes, three cities, shoes. Two cities. All colors. Very nice. When you see that, the wedding, you'll be amazed. Two cities. Huh? You can never guess the price. That is only two cities. So you should pray you marry a woman who knows the how nice it is rather than how what it costs. My wife has never followed those. It costs this, it costs this. No. It's nice. And you see that the nice ones often they are cheap. Yes. You see, I'm talking. That's the work. And I'm not behind a desk. Have you seen any desk, any computer? No. But that's the work. Hallelujah. What time do you want to come in the morning? 10. It's 10, 4, 10, 4, 10, 4, 10, 4. What day is tomorrow?
Friday.
Huh? Yeah. Tell the people down at the First Love Center that they should come here. This is where the action is. They want to pray. Huh? The ark is here. So they should come here. We are praying here. We are enjoying the presence of the Lord. So early in the morning, what time do you want to come? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Choose. Okay, this brothers here are shouting for 4. So I think they will come at 4 to prepare the atmosphere here. We'll write your names. And then 4 a.m. you start. You come here and prepare the way as a John the Baptist prayer team. John the Baptist prayer team. And then a few hours later we'll also come to start. Yes. So some were saying 4. This one are saying 8. So a compromise will be 6. Or you prefer 7. Okay. 7 a.m. is my decision. Is it fantastic? All right. So, look, please send a message to the church members that we are here. So, The ark is here. We shall be here. When we are tired, we go. What do you think? Is it exciting? Fantastic. Amazing. How many have prayed more than you have ever prayed? Yes. Yeah. Ah, 7 a.m. gardens. We are going to the gardens. Those of you who are there, I came to show you some keys. Don't stay in one place. You stay in one place for some time, then you go to another, you go to the valley, halfway, you stay there, you pray, move, you come, lie down, sit down, look to the sky, climb a tree. Just check for snake before you climb the tree. Snakes can climb better than you. How many feel that you are becoming more spiritual? Spiritual. It's beautiful. So, tomorrow, by God's grace, we start. As for the energy, is there to continue. Yeah. It almost feels wrong to stop the meeting. So we should just continue. Okay, turn to Joshua. All right. Shh. If we stay now, it may be more of a monologue. So, we also need dialogue. So, early in the morning, 7, the gardens is firing up. And then you will get a signal to come here or whatever. There is no plan, please. If you ask me what time you start, please, I'll show you another church where it's very organized. They have very organized times and all those things. There's nothing like that here. All right? So you are blessed. God is going to bless you mightily. Amen. Do I have to ask you? I hear we have to share the grace. Where's Cadella? The grace. The love of God. Communion. Fellowship.
Contribution. Participation. 10,000 children. Into brackets. Which includes all important people from my land. And the first love.
What does this one mean? Flexibility, youthfulness, flowing, sexuality. Oh, you don't want to be sexual? Ah, you see, hypocrisy. Okay.